Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. I put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, 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 everybody, and happy Sunday. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. We have a very, very, very crazy show tonight. The show has gotten a lot of comments and a lot of inboxes and a lot of emails behind it. So I can't wait to just dig right in. Right now, I have my awesome buddy on the line. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, lady. How are you doing?
I'm great. Let people know who you are.
Well, I am James Acevedo, and I'm the new Ms. Lovely Black's favorite co-host. And I host the Bench Woman's Live Show. I do also tons of other shows. So just basically, I'm a radio personality who keeps it real. That's just me. What you hear is me.
That's
right. That's why she loved me so much. Mooches to you.
That's him. So tonight's topic, right, is, should women who are pregnant from their exes still be able to date or sleep with other individuals while, you know, she's pregnant from her ex? And, Industry on Blast picked this topic. They were talking about the same topic this week. And, you know, all of my social media networks have been just like, you know, everybody have their own opinion, their own look, their own outlook on this question. And so, you know, it brings me to the fact that so many people honestly say she should wait, right? And women, you know, they say this. And it's funny to me. Here's why it's funny to me. Because if women feel like you can wait 10 months, 40 weeks is 10 months. So you can wait close to 10 months and then another month and a half before you do anything. So you can wait almost a year and not sleep with anybody. But we have so many thoughts. We have so many women that are side chicks. We have so many women that are in relationships taking care of men just to say they got a man. And so I feel like if you can wait a year to not have sex, then you wouldn't be with somebody taking care of them just because you have. I think some people lying. I think some people are just trying to go off of what they feel is right. I think some people are just saying, hey, this is what I feel, X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? This is what I feel I should say is right. And so, you know, I don't want anyone to give me the what you feel is right. I want you to give me the real answer. The call-in number, 646-787-1839, 646-787-1839. I want to hear from you guys. I've been hearing from you all week on this topic. It has been crazy, okay? And so for me, like, I'm going to let you answer, right? What do you think? What is your answer to that?
My answer to that is, if it's we're talking about ex, we're talking about like just in general or boyfriend, husband. Like, how is this? Is this specific?
No, your ex. So just say you were with somebody, and you know, whatever reason, you know, right before y'all broke up or right after you guys broke up, she finds out she's pregnant. You guys decide to not put it back together. You decide to keep going forward with your life. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. So, I mean, to me, if y'all broken up, I don't see why there should be an issue if she does happens to venture on with another man, just like it shouldn't be no issue if the man ventures on with another woman. As long as both of them are looking after the kid, I don't see any problem with it. So I don't know why would some dudes might not like that. This goes back probably a couple of weeks ago, like we kind of talked about with the other topics. I think a lot of it has to do with ego, with the man. A lot of it has also to do with being, you know, possessive, territorial, you know, this type of thing. Because other than that, I don't see if y'all broke up. Okay, and during that breakup, okay, you happen to know there's a kid on the way. Why, you know, would you be, you know, like that? Now, the concern probably would be for the male's point of view. The only thing I can think of is because, okay, there's this kid on the way, and you're concerned, okay, if this man's going to be in your ex's picture, how, you know, you don't want your kid to, you know, make sure that this kid's with the other guy that, you know, the guy's not a creep or something like that. But I'm thinking, well, if that's the case, then we should know about this specific, because all relationships are different, then why y'all broke up in the first place then? You know? Because I don't understand then why think that way then if you used to couldn't work it out when, you know, your baby is still on the way and not born yet, then why you have an issue with it? Like I said, I think a lot of it has to do is the ego. Maybe, and it all depends. I think a lot of it also has to deal with timing. Maybe if it was maybe sooner than the dude thought, maybe that fucks with him. I don't know. Now, if it's, you know, within the night, now, if it's towards the end of 9 months, I, they shouldn't be that, you know. The only concern you would have would be, as a man, is like, okay, all right, she's with another dude, fine. As long as the dude's, you know, as long as the dude's all right, you know, and ain't going to, you know, hurt my kid, whatever, I'm good. You know, as long as not going to try to throw his weight around and try to, you know, in between myself and the kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I could think of that would make sense. But other than that, I don't understand.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who's calling?
Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Miss Lovely Black?
I'm amazing. I'm amazed, boss. So, again, we're talking tonight about if a woman is pregnant from her ex, can she still date and see other people while she's pregnant?
Yeah. I'm in.
I had to mute myself. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
It's Buffett. How are you?
Hey. I'm alive, somewhat, and breathing.
Oh. Well, we have James on the phone. We have my awesome co-host, James, on the line. We got Miss Boston and Anthony
hello,
in the
lady.
House. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Turn my TV down. Where you been, man? You've been MIA. Hello? You laughing. Hello?
Who's MIA? I know it's not me.
I'm talking to you. Where you been?
Me? Where
are you?
Where me? I was on the last show.
What happened? Oh,
yeah,
I had
wasn't
to watch
on the last show.
I wasn't on the last show because, you know, I had to watch the game. The game was very, very important.
So where were you? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I was there for 4 weeks strong now, but the game, I let her know.
Yeah.
I let her know.
God put me on blast.
Yeah,
right,
where
was
he for 4 weeks strong? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I was on hiatus during that time. But anyway.
Okay. So, guys.
Who's he?
We're talking about, is it okay for a woman that's pregnant from her ex to still date and sleep with, you know, the person she's dating while she's pregnant from
and
her ex?
And sleep with?
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord.
Man, you better sit your little hot ass down somewhere, girl. You pregnant? Man, hell no. That's so disrespectful.
Why is it disrespectful? Because you guys get to let your life continue. Why can't I?
I'm not saying. All right, you can. They got toys for that shit.
Nigga, I don't want no toys. You getting a real thing. How do you figure? You getting a real thing. You're telling me I have to settle for a toy? Wait a minute. Let's rewind for a minute. So you can go out there and get the real thing, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Then you better. All right. Well, here's the whole thing, then, man. You better settle for me.
If you got
okay, why is it
disrespectful?
Why is it disrespectful though?
I just feel like it would. All right, my personal opinion is you. This is you know, for the dude that's. Fucking the pregnant woman, right? He's just blatantly disrespectful. Like, yo, you don't even care that she got a whole another process going on, especially if she's like 8 months pregnant. Like, I mean, when she's in a, you know, early stage of the pregnancy, that's one thing, fine, whatever. But when that body starts to form, that baby's a head, a feet, a body and all that? Nah, man. Come on, man.
Nah, nigga,
I'm
but you
sorry.
Didn't care when you broke up with her.
Who? I didn't.
You,
who said
you
I broke
her.
Up with her?
Hey, that's what the question was. Is it okay for your ex to sleep
whoever, even if he didn't. Okay,
either
so
way.
That's even more reason.
Yeah.
Even if he did not break up with her, he should really try to fight for the situation. So this topic went crazy on social media. But here's the thing.
Yeah, it did.
I feel this is my opinion on this whole matter. I feel as though if she made a conscious decision to choose her ex wisely and you get, you know, whatever type of guy he is, he should trust in her decisions to make sure that to know that she's going to get somebody else, you know, that's not going to bring harm to her or her child. As a woman, she, you know, have to make a conscious decision. Yeah, we got another caller.
Hello?
Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who's calling?
This is Shay.
Hey, Shay, how are you?
About to have a full house. Look at this. I like this.
All right, so I was just explaining my point of view on the topic tonight. You know, is it okay for a woman that's pregnant from her ex to be able to date, you know, and sleep with other people? And as I was saying, like, as long as she's choosing somebody that's not going to harm her or her child, and they decide that they're not going to make it work, she's fair game. If she starts dating somebody when she's 2-3 months pregnant and he's with her the entire time, he has fair game to that. He can sleep with her, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no, all of the above, because he has been there from day one. A woman's life should not stop in its track for, like, damn near 12 months because she has a baby. Sex when you're pregnant is so beautiful. It's some of the best sex you ever have. The pussy stay wet. It's extra warm. It's on a whole nother level. So why would you deprive yourself from that great experience because you're pregnant from your ex? That doesn't mean it's a bad thing because that's your ex. You got a child out of it. But if, you know, so many women have been on social media saying, hey, you know, I wouldn't do that. That's wrong. That's nasty. That's this, that's that. She's a hoe. But, you know, for me, I have to, you know, form this question. If so many women are okay with waiting 12 months without having sex, then why do you have so many women taking care of men just to say they have a man? Why do you have so many side chicks? He your man on the weekend only. You know, why do you have so many thoughts out here? If it was that many females that was okay going a whole year without sex, you wouldn't have all these people think that people speak on it and call females nasty because they feel like it's the right thing to do. But these hoes ain't waiting. I'm not waiting.
Let's start first with the first question. And that's having sex while being pregnant with your ex's child. Now,
right.
Me, I'm not for it. And I'm going to give you the reasons why. You can cause many complications to yourself or to your child because, for one, you don't know what type of background that this person have that had. You know, before you, and can, you know, dangerously cause harm to you or the baby. You know, you're just meeting.
Right.
Now, it's something different if you're just dating and having conversations, but if that man respects you and not just you, your child, he will wait till you have the baby.
Thank you.
I'm not depriving you of not, you know, living your life, but you always have to think, one, you're a female, he's a male. So what? He's moved on. But you have to look towards the sake of yourself and your child. I mean, are you forming a family with this guy that you haven't even known for a couple of months or a few weeks just because you may be horny? I mean, I don't get that. I mean, I'm not for it. I just feel like it's disrespectful.
Okay, and you made some very valid points, right? But say how long it's going to take for you to sleep with that person. That doesn't mean that you meet them and sleep with them right away or even in the first couple of weeks. You're going to treat this relationship just like any other relationship. And when you're trying to be in a relationship, the sooner you give it up, the shorter the relationship going to be. So, like, you know, you get past that point. just as anybody that you're sleeping with, you should make sure that they're tested. You should make sure that you know their history before you sleep with them. And maybe that comes from me and my background.
But let's be
but
honest.
I'm always talking
how many women are going to wait for a guy to go ahead and get tested before having sex? Because when you're in the heat of the moment, it's going to pop off.
Oh, hold up. Nah. Nah, Slick. Nah. If you love yourself, you are definitely going to make that man go with you to the damn clinic.
Right.
And the minute that he wants to
right.
put up some type of resistance on it, he ain't the one. Period. It shouldn't even be a question, I want to go
right.
to the clinic. Okay, let's go. When are we going? It shouldn't even be up for a fucking debate. Period. It's too
Welcome
much shit out here. We're in Atlanta.
We are in Atlanta, but I just want to set myself
up
like
that.
You
want to sleep with him
know,
for 10 years. You can still wear rubbers with the guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as women, you know that you have somebody, you have your life along with the new life that you have to take in consideration. So we're not talking about being reckless about it. We're not talking about not having a conscience about it. We're talking about if it's done the right way, you know. Some people just completely rule out the fact of sleeping with somebody else when they're pregnant from their ex. And I just feel like you shouldn't have to rule that out. I think you need to be smart about what you do, but I don't think you have to rule that all the way out.
I have children.
Somebody's TV is loud, so mute your phone, whoever TV that is.
My children's father, he moved on, but I was still expecting. I mean, I wasn't at that point in the moment. I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. I'm going through emotional phases. I'm really not really stunned about a dude, period. I'm just
right.
trying to figure out what have I done wrong to be in this type of predicament from the get-go. I'm not even trying to find
right.
or new love or seeking, you know, even guys may try to holler at you during the time you're pregnant because they feel as though you're still beautiful or, you know, you're still sexy no matter what. I mean, we can exchange numbers, but me personally, I would have to wait.
Right.
But I understand
okay.
where you're coming from. But, you know, you had those fingers and so other toys.
You said
you have fingers and toys to play with, so
you
know.
Sound just like Anthony right now. Jesus Christ!
About the fingers and toys, I don't want to hear that nonsense. I'm tired.
Like a name of an adult toy store, fingers and
yeah,
toys.
Yeah,
right.
Fingers and toys. That's how you're gonna take care of yourself. But sometimes you want the real damn thing.
Right. I just feel like you know. Okay.
If you want the real thing, you better call the dude you got pregnant by.
Okay, so
you know,
I want to bring forth an announcement because, you know, I'm going to do it where my family is. And a couple people know. I haven't put it out on every social media, and I haven't, you know, been forthcoming. But you guys know the last couple of shows, my dude, you know, has been there, and he's been chiming in on topics, you know, on the shows or whatever. So we are expecting a kid. We, you know, I mean, it came out of nowhere, and I do think I'm too old for this, but we're here.
Congratulations.
So, yeah,
baby makes
now, are you going to, are you guys going your separate ways, and you're going to, have that open relationship?
Well, we went our separate ways right before we found out, and I cut it off with him. So I just think he's in the moment now. Like, he's very stubborn. Like, since I cut it off with him, he's going to continue to be stubborn for a while. But we have, like, extensive history. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we may not talk for a minute and then we, you know, come back and, you know, we, you know, get it together and figure it out and all that good stuff. So, you know, I mean, it's on a we know what we doing basis right now. You know, we know what it is, but, you know, he got some things that he's taking care of on his end. And hopefully one day, you know, we will come together and be what we need to be. The one thing I can say is that he's a great father. You know, he has children now, and, you know, I think the reason he continues to push himself as hard as he does it's for his kids. So as far as, you know, him being a father, that's just one thing that doesn't cross my mind at all when it comes to him.
Okay.
That doesn't cross my mind at all. I know he's awesome, and, you know, it just caught us off guard. Maybe that's probably why I was so angry.
Mm-hmm. My name is Ben, and I'm not in it. No need to exit this conversation.
Well, maybe that's why, you know, that made me flip out that night. Emotions. But, you know, he's no stranger to the show, you know, so, you know, he's, you know, put his input in here or there in the conversation. But to say, I know that if time goes on and we decide to not get back together, you know, and I feel like I'm in a place, I'm not going to not, you know, engage someone else. So I never engage a person off, you know, immediately and say, oh, yeah, we're going to be in a relationship. You know, things grow into that space. And so I would never be opposed to things growing if later on down the line it makes it to that place and we develop ourselves and we become in a relationship, you know, we become one. So if anybody knows me, I'm big on tests. And I'm quick to say, hey, you know, did you get tested? Did you got your paperwork? You know, I got mine. I keep mine. I post mine all the time on, you know, social media, because that's very important. But here's the thing. So the flip side to that, you can get a person to get tested, and you can sleep with that person, but you still never know who that person is sleeping with. So I would say to the women that are pregnant out there that have moved on, even though you may see a person's test and you know that they're clean that one time that they slept with you, you can't really trust a man enough, you know, as Shay and Anthony is saying. You really can't trust anybody but yourself. So I'm not saying to go and withdraw, but I am saying to be safe and be cautious. So you remember. Whatever you do, use a rubber. You can still get the test to make sure that you're okay and you're cool and you're comfortable, but just use rubbers. And in that way, you're protecting yourself and your unborn child, no matter what you feel, you know, even if you feel safe. So that's my input on it. But, I mean, fingers and toys, y'all can go to hell with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, that's my personal opinion, you know. Each is on.
But Shay, would you go back and sleep with your ex when you were pregnant?
Yes, father. I can say I've done it before. Like, I've, instead of me going out and overstepping boundaries and trying to find the next guy or one of my guy friends, I went back to my baby's father because I felt as though, hey, you know, I laid down with you from jump, and I'm pregnant now. So, hey, why can't I have sex with you? You know, every little inkling on my body now, I know about you, you know, even though he probably had a side chick. But, you know, thank God, you know, during the course of the times, I haven't encountered any type of STDs or any type of harm to myself or my children, because it was a time where me and my children's father went our separate ways. But just by us having that space, because, you know, some men can't handle the fact of a pregnant woman being in a household. Our mood swing changes, and we don't want to be bothered.
Right.
We don't want to be touched. So, you know, if you had opened that line of communication to tell your man, I mean, not just your man, but your kid's father, how you feel, and he can understand and get a better enlightenment on how you're feeling, maybe you guys can rekindle, and maybe it can become a family, because I was with my kid's father for 8 years. And, you know, hey, we went our separate ways for a couple of months, but it brought us back together because I had to open my mouth so he can understand how it was feeling. So if you're not speaking and you don't have the lines of communication on what's going on with you, then how the hell should he know? How the hell would you know if he's not telling you how he feels? So
this whole conversation is going to go way left.
Huh?
I said this whole conversation is going to go way left. No, it's going to go through the whole pregnancy, after the pregnancy, because I mean, you know, some people do enjoy having sex while they're pregnant. But then there's people after your pregnancy where you just don't feel like being fucking bothered, and that could destroy a whole relationship.
Right. But I went back to my kid's father, and I had sex with him. I didn't want to, you know, have another man entering my vagina, you know. And we having sex. I would have felt icky. I would have felt a certain type of way. Like, yeah.
So better with the man you, the devil you know to the devil you don't know is what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Much. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Gotcha. Okay, you may continue.
A double-edged sword once again. That's what you're going to do.
Right.
You know, remind him why we have, this is how we ended up with this one right here.
Right here.
This pregnant pussy.
You're right here.
And then he says, baby, oh, shit, that was good. Oh, I didn't know you were
that. So, I mean, but what she's saying is absolutely correct, because when I'm playing nice, you know what I'm saying, with baby daddy, when I'm talking nice, when I'm calm and collective, like, he's talking. But when I start talking left, then he stopped talking. You know, when I start, you know, saying something crazy, then he just, like, shut down. You know, if I say, you know, okay, I want you to come back home, then that opens up the conversation. And then the conversation goes left, and then it shuts it back down again. So, I mean, that's, you know, I think, I don't know. I don't know when it comes to that part, but... yeah, of course. I would rather, you know, get the penis that got me in this position, and apparently, you know, the penis position for a reason, you know, the pullout game was pretty damn weak, you know, you know, like, or it was non-existent, shall I say. So, you know, to get me in this place, you know, he has to be damn special, you know. I'm a little too old to be going through the motions, but, you know, I'm going through them. So, hey, he had to be that damn special, right?
Right.
In one way or another, yeah.
Right.
I hate you.
Oh, yeah, and always, that little chocolate thing there, yeah, he was special.
Wow. This is an interesting subject.
Oh, I mean, I'm just being honest. Yeah. You ain't finna let no nigga with no garbage dick come inside of you. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you say, how you want to say it. If that dick is garbage, you ain't even, you gonna be like, oh, just come on. Just come on in that, child. You ain't finna go back on that shit twice unless he cutting real checks. And guess what? You gonna make him wear rubber because you ain't even into it. You ain't even on it like that. So, I don't know, ladies. Okay. Would you let a man with garbage dick come inside of you?
You know what? Hell no. 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 You know what?
What
you already knew I was going
to
jump in. One of my guy friends was saying, if, you know, a lot of women nowadays, they don't think twice about letting just a, you know, garbage dick guy just nutting them, you know? And then you having all types of but JJ problems and shit, and you just like, you know, women don't, some women just don't think.
Oh,
and they just
well, yeah,
go in the moment.
The key word, Shay, was garbage dick. That means your
garbage
ass didn't even get
I
off.
Mean, garbage. I mean, if
see,
he had garbage dick, if he had garbage dick the first time, I wouldn't even go for a second round. Period.
Right.
Well.
You guys, and guess what? If you don't know if the dick is garbage, you're going to have a rubber on because you ain't had it. So you're going to be wearing a rubber anyway. So when you know that that thing garbage, you ain't finna be sleeping with nobody with no garbage dick without a rubber. That's just not how life works. You ain't finna be doing all of that shit. Normally, when he comes inside you, that means that shit real good, and he just ain't finna pull out. He just not finna pull out. That's normally what the hell that shit mean. Shit, that motherfucker just be like, you finna get all of this. That just means that, it, you know, you on that level. But no, you ain't finna just be letting no garbage. You know, that thing, you know, women be pregnant, be like, your dick back anyways. Now, what does that say about you, helpful? That you done let somebody with some garbage dick come inside of you? That speaks volumes on women. You'll never hear me tell you that any one of my baby daddies got garbage dick, because that's just not how that works. At all.
Garbage dick, baby daddy.
That
shit don't even mix. Huh? Nothing. You know I live by a little world. Just leave me be.
Oh, come on. Share with the class.
That shit don't even mix.
Why are you sharing with the class? Because it always goes back to this garbage dick. All I got to say is 2 minute man. That's all I have to say. Okay?
Garbage dick.
Wow. That's all I gotta say. Every time somebody says something about some garbage dick, my mind just flashes right back to that bullshit. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, if you don't know, she had an experience with a guy with this really big, pretty dick, but he can't last. He only like 2 minutes, and so she's like, you know. Really? You know, that's all you got? You got this big old dick and it's good and you only last 2 minutes? And so she goes into this rant whenever, you know, she hears Minute Man, garbage dick, big dick, don't know how to use it. You know, just certain keywords just trigger her.
Yeah, I hear. I hear. I could tell. The tension's thick. Yeah. No pun intended. That tension was thick.
But you know what's weird about that whole situation? What's so weird about that whole situation is no matter how many different ways you fucking tell the nigga that he has garbage dick, he still tries to holler.
Right.
I don't understand that shit. Nigga, how many ways do you have to get chopped down for you to realize it's not it?
Thank you, but no thanks, Jim. Goodbye.
I got to, you know what, Miss Lovely, I'm going to forward you some messages. I'm going to let you read this bullshit because I was just straight ignorant.
I already know you finna cut up. So, like, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, like maybe 9 o'clock in the morning. And she was like, you know, it's too early for this bullshit. And it was just like this guy with this pretty little ass dick. And I'm like, really? Like, you know, they do. And they be so happy to send it. They be cut up, muscles. And they had the audacity to put baby oil on it, you know? And he'd be all little 4 inches just standing there all
rock.
He's like, if you don't get that little pee worm the hell off my damn phone, boy, go pee somewhere. Like, I mean, you do have grown men that don't have dicks, they have pee worms, and I think that they need to understand, or as I call it, asshole only dick. That little motherfucker ain't going nowhere but in my asshole. That's just the bottom line to that. You're not even finna play with
What did
myself.
You call him again, LaShonda?
Asshole only.
Asshole only.
Oh,
that's the only place you're going to put that. You know, you put it in my mouth. It's like I'm sucking on a Tic Tac. You put it in my vagina. We both going to be mad. So just put it in my booty hole. It's going to be tight.
You can't mess.
You go.
Not both of y'all be mad. He'll be happy, but you'll be mad as fuck. That nigga go sit in the corner.
Yeah, that's like, no. No.
What about the
but
guys?
But yeah, he had the audacity to have baby
What about
oil
the guys
on
with the big, pretty dick, though?
But if you don't know how to use it, it's useless.
Yeah, but the ones that know that they have the big, pretty good dicks, those are the ones that try to harm you, you know? They try to put it in your gut. So, I'm trying to figure out.
Well, that's why me and my baby daddy going to be swingers. Because I have a model. good dick should be shared. You know, there's a bitch that's out here in this world that her life is miserable. She don't know what to do and how to do it because she has never caught an orgasm. She is miserable every day because she has never experienced the pounding of a big, long, pretty chocolate dick. And I'm going to come to save these bitches with my baby daddy. Like, we going to come out here
come
and
to see
good dick in these bitches' lives. Because they need to understand. See, here's the thing. You know, being that your baby daddy, you know what I'm saying, my baby daddy is famous. You hoes ain't going to ever get under my skin talking about you fucking my baby daddy. Because, bitch, we going to fuck you hoes together. And that's how that goes. So at the end of the day, bitch, you can't get me that way. Bitch, you get me when you telling me you getting a check. Bitch, that I ain't got mine first. That's how that's going to happen. But your pussy ain't going to make me at all. Because, goddamn it, he going to get to the point where, like, hey, we ain't doing it together. Ain't no point in doing it. Because one thing about him, he's a real-ass nigga. So he going to be like, you know, bae, I went and fucked him, bae. I ain't going to lie. That's how he is. You know what I'm saying? That's why we've been cool for so long, you know. Or he be like, nah, I ain't fucking that bitch. You know, I mean, we ain't fucking it together, then I ain't doing it. So I feel like he has something that bitches need to experience because they life. They day, they week, they month might be off. And I just feel like great dick is for the sharing. And that's just my standpoint on it. Think I'm going to be around here crying. Cause, yeah, I ain't going to be out here crying because he didn't win and did this or win and did that. No, we're going to do that shit together. What the fuck? Like the doctor, dude. That's why we separated. That's what made me go back to dealing with my ex because he cheated. And you had no reason at all to cheat. But you cheated. And therefore, that's what opened up the door for my baby daddy to come in. You freaking cheated. Don't cheat. There's no reason to cheat. Well, we can do it together. You being selfish. Not only can I not get no more dick, but you going to go get pussy without me? No, hell no. You being selfish.
Oh, shit. She said being selfish. Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, shit. Sharing is caring. If I don't mind sharing, you better share too, bitch. I think that was Shay. That was Shay that just dropped off.
No, I
was like, "What?" Okay, who is that just dropped off? Anthony? Who ended up 9924?
No, I'm still on.
Oh, Miss Boston, that's what that was. Her phone dropped, but. I mean, I'm just not that type of person. Like, that's not how you gonna hit me with thinking that you're sleeping with my dude. Like, you're not gonna be able to shake me that way. You got to do something better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that serious with me at all. Welcome back, Ms. Buster.
Yeah, my phone decided I didn't want to act right, but I'm back.
Right, but am I right or am I wrong, Ms. Boston? You feel the same damn way.
Remember?
I mean, somewhat, though. You
wait, I missed something. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. What's going on? Wait. My phone hung up. I missed some stuff. You talk
the
about sharing.
Sharing is
dick
caring.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sharing is caring. I can't.
That's new Ms. Lovely Blacks. That's our motto for a long time. You know that now? Sharing is caring.
Right.
That's one to grow on, the more you know. Exactly. World be a bad place.
Sharing is caring.
Well, we'll be a little better at least.
Some women can't see themselves sharing, and so they man just cheat behind their back. And you know, there's no point of doing all of that. Your man should be your best friend.
Your man should be your best friend, but also you should just, I don't want to share my dick. My dick is my dick. I want mine to be to myself. I want to share with other bitches. I'm like, you know, hey, if you feel like you need to step out and we need to have other people in our bedroom, then, hey, I'm going to take it to another level. That means we have no feelings attached. We have an open relationship.
Okay.
So you
want to
share?
That means that I don't have feelings for you like that. We're just friends. We're not in a relationship. So therefore, we're not going to have, you know, inviting other people into the bedroom. That means I have sex with you, you get the hell on, and I do what I do, you do what you do. I don't want to share.
Precious the fuck buddy. That ain't an open relationship.
You in an open relationship?
Am I in an open relationship?
Are you?
No, I'm not in an open relationship.
Okay.
That, okay, so she's
but
not in
you
an
get
open
hall
relationship.
Passes.
You get, she get hall passes and they're open swingers, right? So, you know, it's a lot of shows that you have missed, Shay. But, you know, this is an open forum, right? And so you have some people that are swingers, because when you with your mate and you plan to be with your mate for forever, I mean, just on a realistic question here, you was with your children's father for 8 years. Out of 8 years, while y'all was together, do you think that he ever slept with anybody else other than you?
In my heart, I know he has. I know he did.
Okay.
Like, that's what when we broke up in those 2 months.
Knowing is the key, right? Because when you, okay, listen, that's just like saying, here you go, Shay, each and every single day, nothing else but pizza. You're going to get tired of pizza, ain't you? You got to eat this pizza 4 days a week. You know what I'm saying? It's understanding the mind of a man. That doesn't mean that he loves you any less. That doesn't mean that he don't want to be with you. That actually make him love you more. Because when, you know, Christianity in the United States is the only place that a man can only have one wife. It's more so pushed to like be with that one person. They brainwash us over here to feel like, okay, this one man, he's with you. That's why so many people are getting divorces based upon people cheating, right? When you have to understand, bitch, you ain't gonna sit down and eat pizza every day of your life. You ain't gonna sit down and eat pizza 4 days out of every single fucking week. So why would you sit down and say, okay, this is your pussy, this is the only pussy that you can get for the rest of your life, or for however many
whatever,
years.
Ever.
That cheating is so underrated, it's ridiculous. When, if you know, and if you guys have that open communication, you can sit there and watch, so you know that he being safe. You can join in if you like women, then that means that both of y'all having fun. You know what I'm saying? Or you could just have that open communication where he come and talk to you, and being that you trust him enough to tell you the truth, it's going to be all 100. As opposed to sitting back saying, I know he fucking around, but, you know, you can't catch him. You nagging. You feeling down on the inside because you know deep down inside he cheating, but you ain't been able to catch him yet. You know what I'm saying? Because he know you riding his dick. All of those things can be eliminated when you come to each other as one and say, okay, let's talk about this. Because I don't want us to separate. You know, I don't want this to be a issue. And some people are swingers. Some people full couple swap, meaning that, you know, they'll find another open-minded couple, and she gets the husband and he gets the wife. Some people just bring in, you know, other women. You know what I'm saying? And then some people just bring in other men. You have some men that are not well endowed or have an illness, and they can't please their wife anymore, and they know that somebody else can please, and they will sit there and watch that man please his wife. So, you know, when you love somebody, it becomes unconditional. You open up a whole nother lifestyle. If something happens to you and you couldn't have sex with him no more, you can't be hurt like she giving him something that I don't want, that I can't. It's more, okay, you know what? He loves me enough to still be with me while I can't be able to provide. So let me love him enough to allow him to, you know, still be happy. So there's a million and one ways to be able to look at the scenario of swinging, not so much open relationship, but of swinging, because you're going to have that open communication there. And you're not putting that pressure on one person to say, you can't sleep with anybody else for the rest of your life but me. Everybody's not going to get it. Everybody's not going to understand, you know, but when you have been out here in this world and you've seen as much as I've seen and as much as most of these people seen, most of the people that swing are married. And they have that understanding with each other.
Okay. Well, you're okay,
it's a beautiful thing.
That's happiness.
Huh?
That's real happiness. Yeah, I kind of like that. Well, the evil side of me loves it. Then again, I'm a man, so.
Oh, she said I opened her eyes to something new. But that's just ways to think about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you know, jump in it, but, you know, just think about things in that manner.
Yeah.
Cheating should never be an issue in my household. And if it is an issue, then you damn right, I just can't trust you. We can have a lot of issues, you know, but cheating
trust is a main
should never
thing.
Be one.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you have that underlying means of communication where you and your mate understand each other. So you already put set it forefront that, hey, if it's going to be like this, then you should let me know. You should, you know, come and talk to me. And you probably get a better understanding on how you feel.
Right.
But I can say that
communication rules the nation.
It does. I can say I've attested to a threesome before. And it was with someone that I loved. And once I experienced that threesome, I broke it off. Because I felt like, because I felt like, I guess I was pressured into it. Because it was always, he would always be like, oh, I want to have a threesome. Or, you know, it's just like a person just keeps saying something to you. And you were like, well, maybe I should try it. It wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't harm. But I didn't know the girl. He knew of her. And my thing in the back of my mind just kept replaying on, how long have you known her? And when you're not with me, are you with her? And we didn't really sit down and have a conversation about, hey, let's, you know, like you were saying.
Your
like,
mind should never be on what he's doing when he's not with you. As long as he is taking care of you, he is never brought you nothing back, and he is keeping it real with you. Those questions on what he is doing when he is not with you should never cross your mind. Like, I guess it comes from me dating celebrities or, you know, and people with money. I had to learn to get that way. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't easy. But when I got there, it was like, I have my homegirl to be like, oh, he probably out doing this. I'd be like, child, I ain't worried about that. You know, we got that communication. You know what I'm saying? We already know. If he going to do something, he going to tell me, you know, babe, I want to go slide and do X, Y, and Z. You know, that should never be of a question because, listen, let me tell you something. All of these relationships, people were shocked when they found out Gabrielle and Dwayne Wade was having threesomes. But you look at Waka Flocka, you look at all of these different people. Tammy didn't leave Waka Flocka because he cheated. Tammy left Waka Flocka because he lied, and the next bitch had to come tell him. But at the end of the day, all of these people, all these women like girls, and they all having their little fun. You know what I'm saying? But it's never about, you know, cheating. So when people are sound in their marriage and their relationship, it ain't about cheating. It's about why you doing it and not keeping it real with me. They just don't put that part of their business out there for everybody to see, but that's how they go forward because they know that this man got money. They know that these women going to be throwing themselves at him. Don't never let it come home to me without me knowing first. That's the golden rule. That's the golden rule. Never let anybody come tell me something I don't know. I got to know. Even if it's a time that you do something and I'm not there. She never know. I might be on the phone. But at the end of the day, never let somebody tell me something that you should have told me first. And that is the important part. But let me tell you the key to that. When you open that up and you okay the threesomes with your mate, he going to do it less. Because guess what? He's able to do it. Men cheat because of the fun, because of the game, of getting caught. You know what I'm saying? Once you know, it's like, shit, why go do all that? She already know.
This is boring.
Fellas on the line, am I wrong or am I right?
If it ain't no thrill, you know, it's almost like, if it ain't no thrill, why even bother?
Okay, Shay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was very nice having you, Shay. Thank you for tuning in. And,
thank
you know, chiming in on the show. We enjoyed you. We're here every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, and it was nice meeting you all. Have a good evening.
Yes, you too.
You too.
So we went to getting it all into that because she was new to the show. So, you know, we had to kind of I had to kind of bring her into the thought process of the show. But, you know, it's always good to, you know, bring people in and let them understand that they can open their eyes up, you know, to something else. But back to the topic at hand, because we completely got off the topic. you know, Shay was a female that said, you know what, hey, no, I oppose that, you know. And, you know, hey, we welcome that. She had very valid reasons, though. You know what I'm saying? And you can't knock that. She had very, very valid reasons. But my whole thing is, I don't know, though.
Here we go again.
I don't know. I don't really know. Ms. Boston, go ahead and give your full synopsis. You asked a lot of questions, but you didn't say exactly how you felt and why.
My full synopsis on do I feel it's okay for me to go ahead and sleep with another guy after I broke up with my baby daddy? Yeah, I have means. I'm sorry. I don't really see, as long as you're protected, I don't see what the issue is. My life should not be on pause, too, because we decided to break up. Now, what I will say, because you're pregnant at that point, okay? After is a total different ballgame with me. I'm just one of those people, once I have my child, it's all about my children for the first 5 years. I don't give a damn. I can't, it's not right for me to introduce my child to this one and that one and this one and that one. And a lot of females do jump right into it. And after 2 weeks of you talking to that dude or 5 days, oh, this is my baby and whatnot. Especially when you have girls. This is not acceptable. This is not okay for me. I need to make sure that I'm dropping my daughters off somewhere safe, and they need to be out of sight, out of mind while I'm doing whatever the hell I'm doing. But in order for me to feel like they're going to be safe and stuff, I need my child to be at a particular age where they can tell me what's going on when they're at the sitters and stuff. So if I was broken up and I had the baby and stuff, the dude will already know I'm not going to sit out there and I'm not going to go and fuck Tim and Bob and everyone else. And my life isn't going to restart back over until my child hits five. But while the baby's still in my womb, yeah, sure can. Do what the hell I want. They're doing what the hell they want. Why can't I? Hello?
Yeah, no.
Everybody wants to be quiet.
Say 100%.
Everybody's all quiet. All the guys are quiet. Like, is this bitch wilding out? What's
yeah,
going on?
Like Anthony said his
little
thing. And okay,
right,
so let me tell you the flip side. Let me tell you the flip side to that, right? So with, you know, with when it comes to, you know, you dating someone while you're pregnant, and then, you know, of course, once you have the baby, that person, you know, will still be there. And then that person is, you know, helping you raise this child, and this child sees this person every single day. Regardless if the daddy comes around or not, they see this person every day, because by then you guys are, you know, seeing each other on a regular basis, and that child becomes accustomed to seeing that person in their life. And then, you know, when the child gets to be like two or three years old, and, you know, that you and that person, you know, decide to go your separate ways, it's going to be hard on that child to be able to deal with the fact that the person that they have been seeing from day one, you know, all throughout these younger years, they're not there anymore. So for me, you know, when we're talking about after the pregnancy goes, I feel like the only person that should be around the child on a regular basis is the father. I didn't always feel that way, and it took me to be in a situation to get me to understand that that will hurt a child. So, you know, at this point, like this child right here, like the person that would see this child the most is his daddy. And if it's not, unless I'm married to somebody, and then, you know, they have to understand that. But if we're not married, I don't want to give husband benefits to a boyfriend. That is what I've grown, you know. I was in a situation once, and guess what? I don't ever want to be in that situation again. So, you know, while you're pregnant, you have fun, you know, you live life, you don't go crazy, you don't do too much, you don't be too extra, you know, you just kind of live life to in the manner that you're supposed to live life and be safe, being that you are carrying another child. But, boy, you know, I would say get back to that baby daddy because that coochie be good and wet and warm. Ooh, you be just wanting to feel it yourself, and it's yours.
Oh, the man are quiet. Quiet. It's worse than crickets. I don't know what's going on.
Fellas, speak up.
Hello.
Anthony, Anthony, you've been quiet ever since I announced that I was pregnant. You okay?
All right. I think he got his phone on mute for a minute.
No, I already knew you were pregnant. You hear me?
Oh, okay. How did you know?
Huh?
See, how did you know?
A little birdie told me.
And a little birdie.
Oh, the little
you.
Birdie that was. The little birdie that wasn't supposed to tell anybody.
No. Ooh, swerve on that notion. Swerve on that notion. Pause real quick. Are you not friends with her on Facebook?
I am friends with her on every social media.
Okay, so
you want to know? You want to know who told you? Little bit told me.
Oh well, shit. See, my name is Ben, and I ain't in it. Where is Little Bit?
How the hell Little Bit told you? Because Little Bit didn't know.
She didn't know because of the post.
Little Bit is not on my pages.
She's on one of them.
No, she's not. Out.
On Instagram. Oh,
so now you're going back to the other birdie, because the only way she knows is the other birdie.
Hell no,
honestly,
no, because...
I'm telling the truth. Honestly, if Little Bit's phone's off right now, or she would be on the podcast, and she does send her, she did tell me to tell everybody to say hey. But I don't know how she seen it, but she seen it because she told me, and I was just like, nah, she ain't pregnant. Like, by who? And I'm like, man, nah, hell no, she ain't pregnant. And then she was just like, yo, I'm telling you, she's pregnant. Look at the post and look what this topic's about. Because I already knew what the topic was about because of all the posts, too.
See?
But, yeah. But, I'm on another galaxy right now. And
you
I have a company.
You
are? Oh, we want to hear. You hutching? You getting your dick set? What you doing?
Huh?
Oh, I ain't say nothing.
You so stupid.
Oh, shit.
James?
But see, it was not I. Mum is the word. I can hold water. It was not I. So when you put it out there on Facebook, I was just like, oh, okay.
It wasn't.
Yeah, you know, when certain people start finding out, you already know everybody going to find out, so why not?
Damn,
shots fired.
What? No, it ain't no shots fired. She done threw me under the damn bus at work. The hell?
No, not her. She was like one of the first people to know. No, she was one of the first people to know. And then I was quiet. And then I was talking to somebody else, and the shit slipped. And she was like, well, how did this Boston know before I do? Like, because I talked to her all throughout the week. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, people were in their feelings and shit. You didn't say anything. It's not my place to say anything. I'm not the one pregnant. The fuck out of here.
We do not give out information.
Unsolicited information. I know that was right there, though. Now, I probably thought she would have said something to you, but no. She was just sitting back like, doo-doo-doo, I don't know. Like, shit.
Hell no. Ain't my business. What am I supposed to say? It's not my business to say that shit.
When little bit,
Anthony, I got a question for you. Since you saw against it. So is it okay if the girl and her baby daddy had a threesome with another girl?
Hold on, what?
No, see, look.
If the girl and her baby daddy had a threesome?
With a girl.
With a girl.
Hey, you want to know why? Because you fuck these hoes together.
Who's back on these threesome shits again? Oh, wow, she's pregnant.
No. Oh, why is she pregnant?
Wait.
Yeah, that's
why she's still.
It's two female. I don't give a damn.
Are you guys together at this point or no? I need to know what the full situation is.
Yeah, we finna be turning up like that. You fucking right. We finna be.
So it's okay to have a threesome while you're pregnant.
Now, I think that is weird. Now I do think that's weird. I was like, no. Actually, I was the other day. I was like so horny for a female, and I'm like, no, I can't do that. You know, now that's weird to me.
It all depends on, once again, it's the stage of the pregnancy to me.
Okay, beginning stages then. I mean, because there ain't no harm that a female could do to another female.
There's what?
There's no harm that a female could do to another female. Does that make sense? There's no true harm that a female could do to another female.
And you putting your mouth on that thing too now, so.
Yeah, well, I know, but. But the chances of your water breaking by another female eating you out at that point is very slim to none. But as into another dude, huh?
That vision in my mind right now.
No, we talking about when you got to put your mouth on that thing, you know.
Niagara Falls.
You got juices going down that, you know.
Give me a barrel.
Unless
help.
You're going to be spitting it all out, you know. I mean, you're going to have a wet face, or she's going to have a wet booty crack, you know, because you just, you know, making sure you ain't swallowing that. But that's, you know, I mean, what if you eat an STD? Like, you know, I mean, I should think about
it. I mean, but wouldn't it be the same with another dude? That's the same. I mean, you're running the same damn risk. The only difference is with the dude actually having a dick, he could do more damage and cause you to go into labor than being fucking eaten out. I mean, honestly, how many women you think actually went into labor by getting a good tongue lashing? I need to know these statistics. I'm going to look that shit up.
But I'm not a pillow princess. I like to give.
I don't see how you say that one's weird. I don't see how you think that's weird, though.
I just do because, I've always been more weary of women than men, right? There are certain things, and here's why. There are certain things that men can't carry, like bacteria. Women, you know, carry bacteria, which is, you know, bacterial vaginosis. And a lot of women, they'll go take a shower for the smell to go away or whatever the case may be. But you got this, you know, you got this situation going on. And with this situation, you know, I mean, what if somebody eat that shit? You know, the pussy can smell good. With that aftertaste in your mouth, and you're like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can just think of so many things, like, you know, ugh. And now the one thing about it, right, I am not against a woman sleeping, you know, or, you know, dating while she's pregnant. But the one thing, like, you shouldn't do, you shouldn't suck anybody's penis. Like, seriously. I mean, if your baby daddy, if you with your baby daddy, that's one thing. But, you know, he should know to not be sleeping around X, Y, Z. Outside of your baby daddy, you shouldn't be sucking nobody else's penis while you're pregnant. Like, that is strictly just fun for the right now. You do what you do, keep it moving. You putting somebody's penis in your mouth while you're pregnant is like, that's on the flip side.
Okay, but what if the dude's putting his freaking mouth on your clit? Is that not the same? That's still in the same category, so that's not acceptable either? Because either way, if that dude in fact has something, and you allow him to lick your clit, you have it too. Now, if you decide you want to suck his dick, you're still gonna get it. So, are both of those options ruled out?
Wait, repeat that again.
That it's just strictly fucking. Okay.
Because you said you should not be sucking that man's dick while you are pregnant, unless it's your baby daddy, okay? You should not be sucking any man's dick at all. So I'm asking you, does that go the same for a man eating your clit? Like, the dude should not be eating you out either? Because, see, it's the same thing. It's still a catch-22. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if that dude has something and he goes and eats you out, you're still going to catch it. If you decide you want to go down on that man and he has something, you're still going to catch it. So would it just be a strictly thing?
No. Okay, so the paperwork is involved if you're dealing outside of your mate. And then on top of dealing outside of your mate, you should always use rubbers, right? Mm-hmm. Outside of your baby daddy, you should always use rubbers. But, it's one thing to say, okay, we can engage into sex after, you know, we've been rocking for however long this is, right? And you're engaging in sex with this person. It's a whole nother thing to engage in oral sex.
So you're saying, no, the dude can't eat you out either?
No,
I'm understanding this.
No, okay, so listen, he hasn't been tested, even though y'all are using rubbers. He can eat me out, but I'm not sucking on him. It's just not going to happen.
But you can still catch something anyway.
It's not about catching anything, because you remember y'all tested. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's about anything that goes in my mouth, goes in my body, goes to my baby. I don't need your juices going to my child. That's where that comes from.
Okay.
So, if I'm with my baby daddy in that matter, or whatever the case may be, that's one thing. I'm not finna be putting my mouth on the whole nigga dick. That's just not going to happen. You might as well hang it up for the next 12 months, 10 months, 12 months on that duh. That's a wrap for me. I got 100 rubbers in this drawer. You know, I go all the way down to one, but I ain't put my mouth on anything.
And if y'all were doing a threesome, you're not putting your mouth on that female.
Yeah, that's why I said it's weird to me, because I wouldn't want to put my mouth on her. You know what I'm saying? That's where I was going with it. Like, that's very weird. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, go out and date. Just forget everything that you got going on with yourself. You got to know what you got going on with yourself now. You got a whole individual growing, you know, inside of you. And a lot of things you just pick up. But the one thing about it is, when you have a baby daddy or the father to your child, when you have that situation going on, that's forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's no pressure needed. Like, you know, do I think me and my baby daddy gonna end up back together? Yeah. When? I don't know. But I ain't got to clock it. You know what I'm saying? I got a long way to go.
Don't rush me, shit.
Ain't no pressure. You know, he can be mad and bitter because I did what I did, but, you know, I got a lot of time.
This ain't no game show.
Care. Right. I know one thing. He going to always know where I'm at. He going to always make sure he know where I'm at. And he going to always make sure, to the best of his ability, that the kid's straight. So, for me, I don't know. I'm not pressured by that. Like, it's not like, you know, I don't know. I'm just not pressured by it right now. Like, I know it is what it is. Nah, later, I don't give no fuck. I mean,
looking back, do you think you overreacted? We're gonna sidebar
okay.
on that. You don't have to answer that right now. We'll talk about that later.
I'm gonna say yeah, and no to that.
Okay.
I did because I was emotional. You know what I'm saying? But no, because you kept pushing my buttons on purpose. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say yeah and no. I don't think if I would have been that emotional, I would have just tried to have a conversation instead of reacting in the manner that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
You know, I'm living with my decision. I'm not really mad about it. You know, so. He okay. I done talked to him. You know, he's doing what he got to do on his end. And, you know, that's all that matters at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He too old for me to be looking at him to change. And he's spoiled as hell, so.
Mm-hmm. Did I miss co-host's answer to the question? Did I miss that? Because I was late. What did he say his thoughts were on that? It's okay for his female.
I was saying depends on what I was saying, like with depending on certain situation, like I was saying, like, well, I could see both sides of the equation on this
mm-hmm.
because it's like, okay, if she's because I understand, like, from our point of view, like, look, for two reasons with the new dude in the picture, like, you think, okay, you don't want no other guy in there while she's praying like that, and on top of that, when the kid is born, you hoping that dude is not no some creepy fuck. But at
mm-hmm.
the same time, if shit was all gravy, why the fuck did it end? Something happened. Like, was it the guy's fault? Was it the woman's fault? I don't know.
Right.
So,
Hormones.
You see what I'm saying? Hormones. I'm just saying. It's just, it's something. But I understand, see, because with our, you know, like I said, the ego, the male ego is a very big thing. You do not want to think about your woman being pregnant. Game fucked raw by another dude. That's just, yeah, that's a little, yeah. Even though you might have brought, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't want to think of that. It's like thinking of your parents having sex. You just don't want to think of that. but at the same time, hey, if you all were all good, it should have been both of y'all in the first place. You know what I mean? So it's
yeah, but
It's very tough, but I look at it like this. If y'all broke up, you know, and depending, I don't know, because if y'all broke up, whatever the pregnancy is in 1 month, whatever, you have to think of the consequence. Okay, depending on how the woman is, I mean, like, what's her name said just before? She was saying, I think she did say that, Shay. I think she was saying that I think she was the one, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, that she wouldn't do that. That she would wait, if I'm not mistaken, correct? She said
she did.
Okay, yeah, she did.
Or she'll
go
back and fuck her baby daddy.
Yeah, okay, well, that's understandable. Okay. And honestly, I understand that. I could see that. But then you have to realize when you do and you break up in that certain circumstance, you know, you should have really thought of the situation. You know, when there's a kid on the way, you have to really think, okay, and, you know, all right, Is this the best, you know, is there anything we could have done to really work shit out so that way we're not in this predicament in the first place? But if it's to a situation where it got really bad, could it get rekindled? Sure. When? I don't know. Shit takes time. Mm. It could be 6 months, a year, 2 years, you know. But the main thing is you know he's going to be around because that's his kid. Mm-hmm. Unless the guy's a total ass scumbag and just leaves, and that's not a real man. But if the guy's still around, and I would think he would want to be around, his main concern, besides the shit about the sex part with the being pregnant, the main thing also is he want to make sure that motherfucker ain't doing no shit to that kid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That you know, that's worth going to jail for. You know. I'm not fucking no, but so I could see that. I feel that even though I'm not a father, I'm not in that, you know, in that scenario. But I can understand that. But I can also see the other side, where to me, if the woman doesn't get loose with it, like a week later, okay, I'm with another guy, okay, that's a little too, or like a month or so, that's kind of crazy. But if it's like months in, you know, as long as you know, it's not too crazy like that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? You know, she ain't having orgies and shit and whatever, you know? I have no problem with it. You know? So, that was what I practically said in a way, with a little added maybe tidbit here and there.
Well, a lot of reasons for breakups within the first 5 years is simply because of females' hormones. And guys just don't really necessarily understand, like, our body goes through a lot. We're exhausted, still trying to work a full-time job and whatnot, and still trying to maintain a relationship. If you honestly sit there and you look at the statistics, those first 5 years are the fucking hardest. It either makes you or it
breaks you.
One or the other. Nine times out of ten, it breaks you. Until you can get to that balance zone all over again with your hormones, whether or not it means that you need to be put on some type of medication or whether or not you need to go to counseling. The females go through a lot, and it comes down to communication. You might be sitting up there. I'll be sitting right there crying in front of you, and you're like, nigga, what's wrong with you? And you have no understanding. But it breaks down of communication and the female's hormones that causes a lot of relationships to break up. And postpartum is real. Some people don't realize.
Yes,
postpartum is
true.
Real. And it hits certain females different ways.
True.
Period.
Depending on the female. True. You're right.
Correct.
No, I agree.
And it might
be
easier for a female to push that man out the picture because they feel as though it's easier for them to get their life back together with them being gone. Not necessarily on purpose, but in their mindset, you're like, yeah, nah, I can't fuck with you either because you want too much damn attention and I got this damn baby over here that needs a lot of attention too. But it's real. And the sooner that guys understand that and say, hey, yeah, we might need to go to doctors. You need to be put on something, you know, cray-cray pills or something. Then the sooner everybody will get along. But a lot of guys don't know that. They don't feel as though postpartum is real. Like I know someone right now. Her daughter just had a baby. And when I say I've never heard this crazy shit in my life where she would not let anybody else hold that baby. This chick was sitting up watching her baby sleep. Nobody can come and touch that child. Not even if she went and got in the shower. It was out of control. Not even the father. Postpartum hits people differently. Period.
Yeah, to a point where it could be very, very bad. Even worse
very bad.
Than what you think. So, no, that shit is real.
And I
agree with you.
Sometimes postpartum hits before even the baby is here.
That's true, too. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why sometimes I remind myself, you know, when I get into arguing with a woman, because you know what it is, I just see everybody the same, and I really shouldn't be like that. But you know, like when I argue with somebody, but then I gotta think, oh, wait a minute, especially with a woman, oh, wait a minute, what's going on? Could be something chemical going on I don't know about, you know, and certain shit. But you know, when certain things come at you, like, well, why are you asking me that shit? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the hell? But see. With me, I take it like like if it's just another, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't mean like that way, like just another person, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I see you as a human being. I don't break it down like, oh, yeah, remember these chemical imbalances that could happen. So when I really think, I say, oh, shit, yeah, that's a good point.
That's because the human body works on emotions. We don't, it's on emotions. We respond on emotions, not even fucking thinking about, wait, maybe they got something going on. We're just quick to respond.
That's his clear way of just saying men don't think.
Yeah, exactly.
Men don't think.
And then I say some shit that I really shouldn't have said because I'm too fucking honest. And then I go, oh, shit, that's
wrong.
But that's way after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm lucky to be alive, then I say, oh, okay, well, try to think better next time. But because I just respond sometimes. Now, there's times I stay quiet, you know, but, you know, and then I go, ugh. So sometimes you have to pick your battles. And, you know, okay, I'll stay quiet now, but just shut up. but sometimes I just, I did after it. Oh, shit, that's right.
Pregnancy isn't for all females either.
Especially pregnancy. But even if it's not pregnancy, sometimes it's just, you know, it's time in the month or some shit. You know, and some women are different with that too when it comes to that. You know what I mean? You know, when it comes to time in the month too. Some women are different. They react differently. You know, so see, that's the thing that I have to remind myself at times. Because, like I said, sometimes I just respond. Mm-hmm. If you say something out the blue that makes no goddamn sense to me, and I'm like, what the hell? What? And then afterwards, oh, that could have been the main
it's
fucking
like,
reason
but
why.
It's one of those conversations. One of those conversations that should be had early on in a relationship.
Communication is the key,
but it's not.
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Absolutely correct.
How does your period work? Are you crazy on your period? Does it last 7 days or three? Do you think you're moody? I need to know this.
True.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. That communication is a huge key. Communication is the main reason why I fall apart in the first place. Because there is
correct.
One. See, so it, you know, but like I said, when I'm too honest, I express myself, you know, this is how I feel, you know, it's like, you know, well, why you say these things? I say, well, would you rather hear the truth or you want me to lie? That's how I am.
But see, that's another conversation. Like,
but
what type of person are you? Do you want to hear straight gutter, or do you want me to sugarcoat the shit for you?
Exactly.
Because
thank you.
But a lot of people don't have these types of conversations, and you end
and
up you might
on both sides.
And you should
on both sides. It should be exactly, and that's how it should be on both sides.
Shouldn't be afraid to talk about it if that's who you want to deal with and whatnot. It shouldn't be a taboo. Oh, well, it'll just come out when it comes out. Nah, fuck that shit. I need to know when you, Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde.
Yeah, please let me know.
Let me know.
And when that happens, please do not be in the kitchen, please. Please do not be in the kitchen. Or by your nightstand when you might have a weapon or two. I'm just saying.
Shit.
Hey, you guys.
I can tell you.
Same time. Same time, same place. Next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check out my website, MissLovelyBlack.com. That's MizzLuvlyBlack.com. Check me out on Twitter, MissLovelyBlack, the number one, MizzLuvly. BLACK, the number one, and on Facebook, if you know me, you know how to find me. If not, just check me out on all the other social medias. For booking inquiries, please contact me at inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black. James, you want to say goodbye?
Yes, you could check me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, YankeeMan1973. On Instagram is JimmyAce73. And on Facebook is James Acevedo, that's ACEVEDO. I do my Benchwarmers live show every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, exclusively on Mixlr.com and my XLR.com/EDR-owner. That's how you hear it on that link. And thank you so much, the new Miss Lovely Black, for having me on once again. It's always fun and very educational and very real.
Thank you very much. I take my bow. Thank you.
Miss Boston.
Yes.
Boston. As usual, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are amazing, and you make every show fun. I enjoy discussing
right.
this conversation as usual, Miss Boston. I will talk to you in a few.
All right.
Have a wonderful night, ladies and gentlemen.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Night, ladies. Bye.